Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Monday the 15th of March. One of my favourite weeks of the year. Let's get started with that. It is Cheltenham this week, Cheltenham tomorrow. Just give you a little rundown of what we're doing. FTS wise, we have put out the PDF package. We've done the PDF for the last couple of years, but we've improved that this year now, and that will be available. It's available to purchase $24.95. It's that covers all 4 days. You get a preview PDF. You've got a full spreadsheet of Cheltenham winners going back over the years, so you can filter and see what sort of prices have won the races, how different trainers have got on. It's got all the filters at the top that you can look at. And then every day, then Tuesday through Friday, sort of just after 11, once we've got all our 11 o'clock price data and things, then I will send a further PDF out every day to those people with all the qualifiers for each race that day, all 28 races. So that will, well, as I say, all kicks off tomorrow. So the first, the preview and everything is ready now, but the first selections, PDFs, will go out on tomorrow just after 11. So there's a small cost of that, $24.95, so about £6 a day. As I say, a lot of work goes into it, so it's just really to cover the costs of all that work and pay the guy who does all the research for us. I appreciate that people may not want to pay, and that's fair enough. It's, again, purely optional. I will then be putting my bets on the website, as always, on the FTS blog, and I'll post them in the Telegram also. Probably round about 12:30 each day by the time I've got everything done. It's a meeting, I say, every year. I'm happy to throw a couple of grand at it. I absolutely love the racing. Obviously take it seriously. I'm not trying to lose a couple of grand, but I'm happy to sort of lay out a couple of grand over the week. And as I say, we've had some nice winners. We've got some, had some decent returns over the years from my bets, so you are welcome to follow along with those at your own peril. As I say, they'll be on site all 4 days. I don't hide anything. I put them up. I usually bet two or three in a race. I get info from all sorts of places, so I'm hopeful, you know, again, that we can have a decent year. I think last year got myself up and finished about a tenner up over the week. I think I was about £300 up going into the last day, and had a bit of a blank day. I don't tend to chase or jump mistakes. I just sort of stick to 30, 40, 50 quids, but I'll be posting those. As I say, I may do a lucky 15, not a lucky 50, a place pot each day, depending on time. I have done a couple of accumulators. I've actually done a treble and a Yankee that was sent to me last night by one of the horse racing guys, and the people who've got the PDF package, you'll get those tomorrow. I'm not putting them out generally. I'll put them in the PDF package tomorrow. And then Thursday afternoon, everybody is welcome. Don't have to be an FTS member, don't have to have paid for the package. Everybody is welcome. I'm just going to tune into a Zoom meeting while the racing's on, so I'll probably start at about 1:15. Have a few beers, watch the racing, just a bit of a social, really, in this time when we're all locked down. I know some people would have, last year, went to Cheltenham, would have been there this year. We can create our own sort of virtual watching the Cheltenham races, and a bit of nonsense, bit of fun on Thursday afternoon. I've emailed out details of that, but again, I will post them in the Telegram and keep people informed of those details over Tuesday and Wednesday, ready for Thursday afternoon. But do feel free, even if it's only for 5 minutes, if you just want to pop in and say hello. Any late info on that I get, I will put, I will do in that meeting. I do get texts and stuff all the time. But yeah, as I say, I'm really looking forward to the week. Thoroughly can't wait for it. Right, football wise, it's the final week before the international break. FDD will publish the Masters. I've spoke to them this morning during the international break. Weekend just gone. Spurs were dreadful, weren't they? Absolutely terrible. I know I keep saying it and people think I'm joking. I can't see where the club's going. They've got no identity whatsoever. I sort of had a brief conversation with Ed Yu on Twitter just about who would you rather be with at the minute, Spurs or Arsenal? You know, neither looks, they're a million miles from the big club's top four. But I just can't see where Spurs are going. I just think the football is dreadful. There's no way Mourinho, the guy's a winner, there's no way he's telling them to play like that. They're just not very good players. You could see in about 2 minutes who was going to win that game yesterday. And Villa chalked the 3 points up now because you'll be beating us at the weekend as well. We haven't beaten a team above us since the old king died, and that won't change. Teams that give us, like Burnley did, give players like Bale 30, 40 yards of space. We look like Brazil, but people talking of us winning that Europa League and things, honestly, you need help. You genuinely need help. The minute we play a decent side, we're garbage. And it's just the players aren't good enough. It's plain and simple. I thought they were dreadful yesterday. I mean, Arsenal, it's not a good Arsenal side. Made Arsenal look like Brazil. Arsenal could have had 4 or 5 goals in the first half. Spurs really are a poor, poor side. And once Kane goes, I just see the whole thing unravelling. You've got a chairman who, despite what he says, isn't interested in the football side. But it'll cost him in the long run because there's absolutely no way, particularly people got out of the habit again, when football comes back, they're going to have 60,000 people playing 120, 150 quid a game to go to watch that garbage. It's just awful. Goals-wise, I'll update the spreadsheet. It was 76% second-half goals, about 63-62% first-half goals. So definitely goal production is on the decline, whether it'll pick up a little bit perhaps after the international break when some of the players have had a rest, but a lot of them jetting all over the place. Absolute madness with what's going on in the world. But really interesting just watching these numbers over the last 2 months. There will be a spike. You know what I say, Lee Staniland, it's impossible to carry on. And Sheffield United, I watched that game. I quite like watching, I'll be honest. And Kevin Chell's going to be laughing. I quite like watching Leicester play football. I think they play quite a nice game of football, Leicester. They're one of the teams I actually enjoy watching. And I just thought, oh, Leicester on, I'll watch that. And Sheffield United's just awful, weren't they? They were just absolutely dreadful. I know Leicester, you know, played well, but Sheffield United, I just thought, they just didn't turn up. It almost looked like, give every team 3 points and let us pack up now. And that is one of the concerns for the season. That's one big thing for me without crowds. With no crowd pushing them on, players can just get away with hiding now when you know Sheffield United are down. How much effort are they really going to put in for the rest of the season against people? I just can't see it. But interesting stuff. Right, I haven't got any football for today. There's a few games on, but not much. We've got the old... I can't even laugh at Liverpool now. We're so bad, I can't. It's not right for me to laugh at anybody. We're dreadful. But a shorter Monday mindset. I've got some sort of little module bits now that I want to do. I've done a lot of stuff on discipline and I can keep banging the drum. Today's Mindset Monday, I want to talk about trading style. So this will be a bit briefer, hopefully not too much waffle. And for the purpose of this, I'm going to separate the betting activities. And I'm purely talking football. I'm not talking racing. So I'm basically taking it and splitting it in two. You've got your bet and leave fixed odds. So on FTS, that would be ultimate. And then we've got football 7 days a week that we may get involved in on a daily basis. Entering in play, laying half-time scores, whatever it may be. I'm going to take that and put that in the trading pile. So irrespective of the semantics of whether we're actually entering and exiting and what would be called a trade, I'm just literally taking anything you do pre-match that you're putting on and sole intention of leaving it, built a system, bet and leave, that's there, and then we're going to look at stuff trading. And my own personal view, I've said it many times, and it may be a bit of a generalisation to some, but the most listeners to this pod, most people that I deal with through the website, try and do far too much and end up not really doing any of it that well. And I've talked to all this sort of things in the previous pods, planning, discipline, confidence, you know, last week, all those sort of things. And all that is really well and good. You know, you've got to go and do all those elements. But if you do not find a trading style, and I'm talking again about this stuff that we do day to day that suits your personality, again, irrespective of everything you've done before, I think you're going to struggle. So, for example, for me, I like to enter games, you know, from the trades I put in the pod, in the second part of both halves. So when I'm sitting here, that's what I'm looking for. It suits my personality. It means invariably I'm operating around even money or less. It means a lot of the time I'm sat on my hands, so a lot of the time just sat waiting for scenarios to pop up. Means I can miss a lot of games where, you know, I might have 10 games that I'm looking at and goals go in early. And obviously that could be frustrating. You might have 10 games and 8 where a goal goes in early, and then the 2 games that don't are the ones I'm involved in and don't have a goal. But I'm quite happy with that. I've got no issue with it, but for others it doesn't suit them. All those scenarios, I'm quite happy. I'm aware just from people who've operated alongside me over the years and seen more than most of what I do. That there's people who aren't happy with it. They don't like that fact. They don't like the fact, oh, you had 10 games, 8 of them had a goal, and we didn't play, and in the 2 we did play, we lost. They want to feel more involved. They feel that, you know, on a Saturday there should be more action, perhaps, and they're happier to have a bank going up and down, win some, lose some, than I would be. But it's got to be a personal choice, again, not something that somebody else tells you to do. And then it's got to not hinder performance. So a lot of that then comes down to understanding odds and strike rates and what's happened. We can all, everybody could find games. You could look at, let's take a typical Saturday. We could all pretty much find games that will produce goals, and we could bet and trade them. The key is, can we use those to make money? There's a guy who posts on Twitter, don't know him from Adam, but I'd see his post. I don't even know how I see his post. I don't think I follow him, but I can't remember. But he posts a load of games, and when you look, they're all short odds, so it'll be like Ajax. But doesn't really tell you anything, just posts them, and then the next day he posts them, and it'll go over 1.5 tick, and over 2.5 with a tick, and first half goal with a tick. And I've always sort of looked at it and thought, it doesn't actually mean anything to me. I've never ever asked him the question. I just thought, what does it actually mean? What is the point? I don't know what the point of the posts are. Is it profitable? Is it goals? I don't know. He may have somebody who's, maybe a service. I genuinely haven't paid that much attention. I should have perhaps looked it up before I did this pod. But I truly have no idea. And I say, saying I had 18 bets over the last 20, it means nothing if the 2 losers wipe it out. And you've sat there all weekend for nothing, in fact. And I do think there's a definite, definite bias in people to actually like winning trades rather than a long-term making money. They just like the fact that goals are going in and football 24 is pinging or whatever it may be. It's just never been my style. I've never really liked that. I'm happy to have quieter periods. I monitor a hell of a lot. I'm most of my weekends are spent monitoring stuff because I have lots of things that I look at that eventually will bubble down into something that I want to use. I'll have a lot of quieter periods, but I'll have things that run at 60-65% strike rate, and you've got to understand losing runs. Even at those, you can have losing runs of 7-8-9. It can be no fun. Obviously, if you've got things at 80-80% strike rate, you're losing runs maybe only 3 or 4, but what odds are you going in? Can you do it? It's the whole thing is actually, what do you want to do? It comes down to not diving into something before thinking it through. So when we do our set and forget betting, what I say to people, we set a bank. We need to get a true level of expectation of that bank, not 40%. And see some of the guys talking this weekend about they tend to go, when they're filtering stuff, to go and get big hundreds green rather than actually what is probably more likely, some generic filtering that's not backfitting everything to the nth degree. So when people say, oh, I've got this ROI 40%, I think, well, you probably haven't. If we can get somewhere regular, consistent, around 5 to 10%, then you're doing very well. You've got to be able to understand the losing runs, understand what can happen, and then you just place those bets and leave it and let them play out. And as I say, on my own fixed odds, set and forget stuff, I looked 3 to 5 years, not like some of you, 3 to 5 days. The day-to-day activity needs more restraint. It is just all too easy, particularly with all the platforms we've got, to find another game. They're betting all over the world. I personally do it by restricting leagues. I was discussing this with a group on Saturday, and I may well be missing out. You know, some people say to me, oh, Bolivia's great, or this, or Paraguay's great. I may well be missing out in those leagues, but it's not for me. It's not my style. The software I've got, I could do any league in the world. I could look at any single league in the world. I can load every single game that's being played that day and analyse it and churn out exactly the same stuff that I churn out for the FDD guys in the morning. Everything that gets churned out and put on the website, I could in effect use their software and do any single league in the world. I don't, because I use the fixtures to limit my activity. So people will often email me and say, oh, we've got nothing today or only one trade. And as I say, I monitor a hell of a lot. I probably monitor about 20 times of what I execute. I sit collecting and analysing data because I enjoy it, and using what suits me. But by limiting the leagues I use, it instantly only gives me X fixtures a day that I can use. So over the weekend, I think on FDD leagues, there was 173 fixtures from Friday night to last night. That's it. I'm not looking outside those fixtures. So break that down over 3 days. Obviously, a morning, a Saturday, Sunday. It's like 30 on a Friday, 25, 30 on a Friday, 75 Saturday, Sunday. So instantly, now, that's it. That's all I'm looking at. And I've sort of said to you guys that almost everybody I've spoken to has found more success by limiting what they do rather than increasing what they do, and, you know, less is more and all that. So I think you need to decide what trading style suits you. So for example, you know, in goals trades, is it 1.5? Is it over 2.5? Is it first half? Is it late goals? You know, people like different things rather than trying to do everything. Are you going to focus specifically on late goals? Are you going to focus on over 2.5 market? Are you going to focus on the first half goal market? And then what are you actually going to do? So for me, again, as you hear me say on the pods, I nearly always remove liability. It's what I do. So first half over 1.5, a bet I have quite a bit. Goal goes in, I'll remove liability. Need the second first half goal to win. Over 1.5 when I'll go in 25 minutes, invariably I'll remove liability, leave it on a scratch. Over 2.5, I'll go in the first 10 minutes. I'll let it get back to my entry if there's a goal. And if it hasn't, another one hasn't gone in, I'll scratch. And I stick to those rules. It's not an ego thing. It's like, for me, it's like, you know, I spoke to Steve, the pre-race trading, never allowing it to go in play. It's just a discipline that I find works for me. If you mix and match and go, I'll remove liability here, and then you remove liability 3 or 4 games and the second goal doesn't come, and then you decide to stay in one, you think, oh, well, I'm fed up doing that now, I'll stay in one, you'll catch every loser. And that's the one thing in this. Whatever way you go, you will always catch every loser. So, you know, I'm quite happy. You know, I might have, genuinely, I might have 30, 40 bets a week that are scratch, that doesn't get another goal. But I don't mind that. I can sit there on a Saturday and have 8, 9, 10 of those. And God, could have done with a goal there, or they missed a penalty, whatever. But I don't mind it. I don't sit there in angst permanently, or in this phase of I've got to go and find something else to do. I've got to find something else to do. It suits my trading personality. And you know, I've said quite, you've got to be single-minded in this. There's a lot of people who think they know best, you know, and how can they know what's best for me? You know, it's ridiculous for somebody on Twitter to think they know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for you. Why are you poking your fucking nose in trying to tell me what's best for me? Just leave me to do what I want to do. So you need to find that yourself. It is something that somebody else can't do for you. There's loads of people out there who claim to be experts and want to run your life and this, that and the other. Massive egos, mostly bell ends. This is something you've got to find that suits you. What is your trading personality? What market do you want to be in? What type of execution? What sort of price are you happy entering at? If you're guilty of too much trading, no one else can. You've got to own up to it, and you've got to, how can I slim it down? Can I operate only in certain leagues? Conversation I had with somebody on Saturday. Only trade in certain times. And then you've got to stick to those rules. Where do you trade? You know, I'll get people. I was at the ballpark with the kids and I didn't see the goal alert. And this, well, what are you doing? What? As I say, you will catch every loser. So if you're pissing around like that, you're going to miss every opportunity to remove liabilities or green up or whatever it may be. You're going to get every loser because there won't be a goal alert, so it's lost. So you need to get yourselves organised. So this is something I'm going to do, as I say, a few modules on different parts, expectation. I do a lot of graphing stuff out. I'm going to do some different modules to help people with this. But the starting point of it all is you guys, you know, genuinely, if you're serious, sitting down actually going, I do this, I know what I do, I chase my tail. How many people, I did all this, I did that, and they're doing this, I'm trying to do everything, you know, and there's so much out there. It's not always everybody's fault. There is so much information out there that you have got to take a bit of self-responsibility and say, actually, what trading style do? You know, you may just be set and forget and leave it, and that suits you. A lot of people I tend to deal with think want more action. If you want that more action, what shape is it going to take? And that comes down to what trading personality are you. If you are somebody who's going to enter at high prices, you know, I don't know, laying half time scores, so you're sitting there, you might be sitting there with the sheet, we've got an FTS laying half time, but you have a head off every time you have a 4 or 5 point loser, then you need to look, that doesn't suit your personality. So what can you do to improve it? What about going in on 75 minutes when you're getting in around 1.8 even money? Perhaps that might suit you better. But can you then handle the frustration of a goal going in on 60th minute and you're not involved? All these things have got to come in. So, you know, have a think about it. If you do want to do this, what suits your execution style? What's your expectation? Do understand odds and strike rates and losing runs, what is possible. But what trading style suits you? What markets, what leagues, what prices? What are you going to focus on rather than a scattergun at everything? And a bit like I said, I mentioned the 30-day challenge five weeks ago. Now, I mentioned it on here that if you could get people just to pick one bet, their best bet a day for 30 days, I reckon most people would do better. We've actually done it. Kevin Kelly, when I put that up, said, I'm going to do that. And I said, well, I'll do it with you. And we actually formed a little four-man table competition, which draws to an end this week. I think we've got about 4 days left. We've all submitted one bet a day. Different markets, different approaches there. Every one of us is in profit. Whether it stays that way, a couple of borderline, and we put a little bit of competition about it, a league table. So we're seeing a couple of silly bets now, to be fair. But that's just because he didn't put the right rules in place. But the actual principle of it has been really good, and we're all in profit. And it would be much the same with this sort of thing. If you could have just one type of trade, rather than trying to do everything, what would it be? Would it be a first half goal? Would it be 1.5? Would it be 2? What would you do? And that would be another sort of challenge. Right, I am going to trade just the 1.5 market. You can monitor other stuff. I monitor tons of stuff. I had 399 games on out of 75 or 80 fixtures on Saturday. I had 399 possible trades that I could have executed. I executed about 4 or 5, and actually they didn't go very well. But that's absolutely fine there, because all the other stuff I'm monitoring and collecting the data, and it will help me, always helps me forward. I'm always learning from it. I appreciate not everybody can sit there and collect all that data. Suits my style, suits my personality, and I've got the time to do it. But you've got to sit and say what actually suits me. And you know, that could be, you know, Kevin, that could be your next challenge. Right, I'm going to just do the 1.5. So after the international break, I'm just going to trade the 1.5, and I'm going to limit myself to only the best opportunities. And you can't say one a day, because there may be 3 on one day and none on another with trading. It can be slightly different. You know, if you're going at 25 minutes, you might have 3 games and there's no goals, and the next day might be 1 game. There's early goals, 1 game, and it qualifies. So it's a hard thing just to say pick one, because it's not a fixed odds bet. But just one market and one style, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm going to stick to it, and I'm going to execute every single trade exactly the same. See where you end up in 30 days. And again, I'm sure most people will get better. So it is just a matter of at the minute. I'm going to take this forward, as I say, with other things. But having to think about what actually in the day-to-day, not fixed odds, move that to the side a minute, just what in my day-to-day involvement with football, what actually suits my personality, rather than, oh, Johnny says this wins 50 points and Davey says this wins 60 points and little Timmy says this and I'm doing this, you know, and oh, there's a guy there, he does that. Actually, what suits you? What would be the first thing, if you could just pick one, you would take forward and run with? And what's that based on? What expectation, what markets, what price, what leagues, and how exactly are you going to trade them? Right, that's it. I'm done. I think that made some sense. Who knows? I never know myself. I just rattle it off and off we go. I'll be a pod tomorrow. I'll cover some football stats and things tomorrow. Off on Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll have the pod Friday. As I say, we'll be doing everything through Cheltenham and all that posting, and I'll probably be active on Twitter and that, but I'll be watching the racing this week. It is one of my indulgent weeks, so I won't be manning email and customer service and things through Tuesday to Friday afternoon. I'll be doing all the morning bits, and then my focus will turn to enjoying the Cheltenham week. If you're involved at Cheltenham, hope you have a great week, thoroughly enjoy it, and I will speak to you all tomorrow morning.